1440 KVON 99.3 The Vine. It is time for Health Bit, sponsored by Queen of the Valley Medical Center and brought to you by Senior Helpers, Navigating the Art of Aging. And Robert Nations from Senior Helpers is with us in studio.
Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. And we had just a slight change due to availability.
Right.
And, but I'm just as excited for
this guest.
Yeah.
But I want to comment on your subject matter this morning.
Uh-oh.
I think it plays into this. I was afraid to come in here because
okay.
I was afraid Bob would want to maybe adopt my dog or
right.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, you're sitting with a vegan now, so it's
I know,
okay.
I appreciate that. I feel a little safer. Yeah.
A little safer with me.
Well, our guest today, as you said, we're both excited to talk with her. It's Dr. Lise Alschuler. She's a board-certified naturopathic oncologist and has been practicing naturopathic medicine for 17 years.
Wow.
And I'm not sure. What is the difference between an oncologist and a naturopath oncologist, Dr. Alschuler?
Well, naturopathic doctors are doctors who have gone through 4 years of graduate education in naturopathic medicine, where we learn, you know, the same science of health and disease, but really focused on natural treatments to treat. And then there are some of us who go on to specialize or gain certification in oncology as a naturopathic doctor. So we work adjunctively and collaboratively with conventional oncologists and provide people with integrative treatments, basically, in all phases, prevention, co-management during their chemo, radiation, and then, of course, afterwards to help prevent recurrence.
And the work you've done these last 17 years has produced two books, I understand. One that's in its third edition. It's called The Definite Guide to Cancer, Integrative Approach to Prevention, Treatment, and Healing. And then now you're about to release a new book, Five to Thrive, Your Cutting-Edge Cancer Prevention Plan.
Yes, and my co-author, Carolyn Gazelle, and I, we've written both of those books together. The first book is really a book, it's kind of big. It looks like Harry Potter the Eighth. And,
oh, my gosh.
It's focused on the act. It gives you a lot of information about, you know, what causes cancer and how to create health, but it is really focused on the period of active management. So people who are in the midst of the fight, so to speak, and getting chemo, getting radiation, it really gives people guidance about how to support themselves during that time. And we've given a lot of talks and gone on the road, and in the course of doing that, we heard from a lot of people that they really wanted something to help them if they were a family member, how to prevent, try to reduce the risk of cancer, or if they've already been through treatment, what they could do to reduce the risk of recurrence. So this next book, Five to Thrive, is really focused on that.
And your books have led to you, and you talked about it, you going around the country speaking. You're going to actually be here in Napa coming up on September 17th speaking to us, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I'm very much looking forward to it. It's going to be a great day. There's lots of fabulous speakers from what I can tell, and Cancer is a Turning Point conference. I think we'll give people a really good, very broad and in-depth perspective of how they can gain wellness through this experience of cancer.
Well, let's tease everybody a little bit because I'm very intrigued by the title of your talk, Creating a Body That Cancer Doesn't Like. So tell us what that's kind of about. So I know Kelly and I are really interested in what you have
to
say.
Sure. Yeah, well, this is really based on this concept of epigenetics, which is just a fascinating, big, long word, but it's essentially the science of how we can change the behavior of our genes. So really what this tells us is that our genes are not our destiny. They are a blueprint, but, you know, just like a blueprint for a house, depending on the kind of tools that you have, the kind of wood that you put together and so forth, the structure of the house will change. And that's true for us as well. And through our lifestyle and through various things that we do and don't do, eat and don't eat, we can actually change the way our genes express themselves, and we can change that expression towards a state of health or towards a state of disease. So this book is really based on that concept, and then we go through some very specific strategies on how to influence our genes.
So you're saying that even though my grandmother had cancer, which makes me predestined to some extent from genetics that I might get cancer, that listening to your talk and practicing some of your suggestions, I could maybe not ever have cancer?
Right. You know, of course, there's no guarantees,
but
there are a lot of things we can do to significantly reduce our risk. And your example is a really good one, because in actuality, only about 3% of cancers are due to inherited genetic mutations.
Oh, wow.
That goes up to about 10% in breast cancer, but that means that 90% to 97% of cancers are not due to inherited genetic defects, but are due to influences on how the genes we inherited are behaving.
Oh, so that's an interesting twist on that.
That is interesting. Now, what about someone that already has cancer? Are the things that you're teaching, can that influence and complement the medicines and the radiation and chemotherapy and so on?
Absolutely. You know, there's kind of two levels of answer to that. On the one hand, there are, now we know enough to say that there are very specific strategies that we can employ for specific chemotherapy agents, for example, that will help that chemotherapy agent destroy more cancer cells and at the same time protect healthy cells. So it's gotten very precise in that regard. And then generally speaking, there's a lot of sort of, I call it, background or foundational behaviors which really influence how we respond to treatment too. You know, dietary, exercise, sleep habits, all that impacts our prognosis.
Wow.
And our quality of life.
Sleep habits. I mean, I wouldn't have thought that plays into it.
Yeah, it's amazing, actually. There's a lot of impacts on that sleep has on our health. Just as an example, there is a phenomenon in the body. It's a little bit complicated, but I'll make it as simple as I can.
Thank
called
you.
Insulin resistance, which is a pre-diabetic condition. And one of the situations that occur when people are insulin resistant, which a lot of people that have extra weight typically have insulin resistance, cancer cells are studded with insulin receptors, and they love insulin.
Really?
And when you're insulin resistant, you have a lot of extra insulin circulating around. So you're basically feeding your tumors. And getting back to sleep, even if you just have one night of sleep deprivation, let's say 4 hours or less, the next day you're going to be insulin resistant. And if you have chronically sleep deprived, 6 hours or less, night after night after night, you will start basically an insulin resistant state.
Interesting.
Oh my gosh, I had no. So in someone with cancer, it's really important for them to get their sleep.
Very important, and that's just one example. There's so many other benefits to sleep, and I could really go on and on. But you know, it's certainly true that people who have cancer, who are going through treatment, the more high-quality sleep that they get, the better they tolerate the treatment, and that makes a huge difference in terms of their overall outcome.
Now, you're talking to continuous sleep, right? You're not talking about taking naps throughout the day. You're talking about continuous 8 hours.
At night or whatever.
Yeah, naps are good, but you do need that sort of long period of sleep so that your body can cycle into deep sleep. It's that period of deep sleep that's the most restorative. It's kind of where we reset all of our set points, and so we really do need to cycle down into that deep sleep, which takes a while. So, yes, we need that 8 hours is ideal.
Well, sometimes I think a lot of people have trouble sleeping, and certainly someone going through cancer treatment and that sort of thing can have trouble sleeping. Do you address in your talk or in your book about how they can stack the odds in their favor so they can get that sleep?
We do address that, and, you know, there's a lot of really important strategies for that. And it all kind of links together. You know, people who eat a healthy diet, which, say, is basically a whole foods, you know, unrefined plant-based diet, who exercise on a daily basis, they sleep better. And, of course, there are certain dietary supplements which can help support a healthy restorative sleep. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the good news is there's lots of strategies available for people who are struggling with this, and this is not uncommon. I would say the majority of people going through treatment particularly have trouble with sleep. So
right. This
is something that's, you know, really common.
And these are all things you'll bring out in your talk coming up on September 17th.
Yes. You know, on September 17th, I'm going to talk a lot about lots of different, kind of touch on a whole host of strategies that people can employ on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, really the premise of our plan is that it's not extreme. It's not, you know, you don't have to go way over to the side and become radical in your way of life. You actually can employ really reasonable strategies, and if you do those things day in, day out, you will change your internal landscape, and
well,
you will support health.
Well, I was already planning to come, but just listening to you this morning, you've intrigued me enough that if I wasn't planning to come, yes. I would make changes now. The event we're talking about is Cancer is a Turning Point, From Surviving to Thriving. It's coming up on Saturday, September 17th from 9 to 5. It's at the Lincoln Theater up in Yountville at the Veterans Home. You know, beautiful, beautiful yes. venue. So I encourage everyone to go. That has,
it's free, right?
Yeah, it's free. Yeah, if you have someone who has cancer, if you have cancer, if you just want to know more about treatment, and it sounds like Dr. Alschuler is going to be a perfect person to listen to about this, because I think she's going to have some great suggestions and ideas. So, number one, I appreciate you joining us
yes.
this morning.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And I look forward to meeting you in person and hearing what you have to say coming up on September 17th.
Great. I'll see you there.
All right.
Thank you so much. And do you have the information on the event? Tell us some of the other speakers and topics.
I don't have those with
okay.
me this morning. I'm
but
sorry.
But they're on the website, right?
They're on the website. Yeah. Okay. If you go to healingjourneys.org, you can see the whole listing up of all the folks. And it's also a way to register. You don't have to register. You can just walk up if you want.
Okay.
But it's always better to register. I checked with the organizer yesterday, and there's over 350 people registered right now. They're expecting
great.
Up to 500 people, so it's better if you register everybody knows you're coming. But I think it's going to be a wonderful event.
So that's Healing Journey, or is that plural? Healing Journeys.
Healingjourneys.org.
Okay, well, we'll check that out. It's going to be an amazing event. It's 7:53. We'll take a look at your traffic coming up next. Thank you, Robert.